True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Rory from Paulsbow is. Rory, are you there?
I am here.
Good morning, Rory. Steve, that means it's time for you to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Rory has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
How many knees does an elephant have?
4?
Yes. In what decade was the Empire State Building completed?
The 40s.
No.
50s?
No.
20s?
No. Which Hawaiian city translates to safe harbor?
Which what?
Hawaiian city translates to safe harbor.
Honolulu.
Yes. Which Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle uses the bow staff?
Donatello.
Correct. What South African antelope shares its name with a brand of athletic shoes?
Ayak.
No.
Eyeback?
No.
Hoka?
No. Who wrote the Da Vinci Code?
Dan Brown.
He did. Albumen is the technical word for what part of the egg?
The yolk.
No.
The white?
Yes. Marilyn Bell was the first person to swim across which of the Great Lakes?
Michigan.
No.
Erie?
No.
You got you're wrong.
No. You got 5 correct, though. Rory split right down the middle.
Hey-o. All right.
Yeah. Ooh, he walked in with a game face. Did you see that? Yeah, Steve is not messing around.
Yeah, I got the eye on the prize today, baby.
Are you ready?
Let's freaking go.
All right.
How many knees does an elephant have?
4?
Yes. Okay. What decade was the Empire State Building completed?
Does the trunk have a knee? I'm very confused by this. The 1920s.
No.
What was the question?
In what decade was the Empire State Building completed?
The 1930s.
Yes. Which Hawaiian city translates to safe harbor?
Honolulu?
Yes. Which Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle uses the bow staff?
Oh, that is Raphael.
No.
Donatello.
Yes. Which South African antelope?
My daughter would be very disappointed in me.
Which South African antelope shares its name with a brand of athletic shoes?
Kangaroos?
No.
I don't know. Nike?
No.
Asics?
No. Who wrote the Da Vinci Code?
That would be Tom Cruise.
No.
What, Jesus. I don't know. L. Ron Hubbard?
No.
Dr. Seuss?
No. Albumen is the technical word for which part of the egg?
The yolk?
No.
The white?
Yes. Marilyn Bell was the first person to swim across which of the Great Lakes?
Lake Erie?
No.
Lake Michigan?
No.
Lake Ontario.
Yes. Too but late. I think you're too late. Yeah, Steve, you got 5 correct, which is
awful.
Fine, but it's a tie.
Oh, come on.
5-5. Good job, Rory. Next time you will beat Migs.
Definitely.
Are we ever going to get to a point where there's more ties than there are losses?
Dude, I feel like...
It's looking that way.
I feel like if we look at like the last 15 games, we might be tied with ties and wins.
The South African antelope that shares its name with a brand of athletic shoes, Reebok.
Okay.
The Da Vinci Code was penned by Dan Brown, and Roy did get that one correct.
Oh, that's nice.
Eventually, you got... Lake Ontario. Marilyn Bell was the first person to swim across that Great Lake. Congratulations on your big tie this morning, Steve.
The Daily Migs Show.
What album would you say is a masterpiece? According to the website Collider, they say that this is the ultimate masterpiece.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gear.
I'm disappointed that wasn't the first Richard Cheese album.
The rise and fall of Richard Cheese. No, Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars.
1972, David Bowie.
1972, and they say it's a glam rock odyssey.
I mean, I think it's perfection. I really do.
I would be lying if I said I've listened to the entire record. I've tried.
Oh.
Am I bad for saying that?
You are bad.
I like David Bowie in doses.
Yeah, that's
like
fair.
Acid.
Yeah, like David Bowie and doses.
Yes. Yeah, you can definitely have too much.
Are you a big David Bowie guy?
Not necessarily. My wife loves David Bowie.
That's why I love your wife.
Yeah, she has obviously much better taste than me in everything but men.
Does she have the tattoo? Like the face paint tattoo?
She does not.
I know so many people that have that. Not on their face. Yeah.
Somewhere else. Yeah, you've met. What is that? A birthmark? That's amazing.
All right. So I found some of the other songs that they say are considered to be masterpieces. And I feel like, Danny, you might have a hard time probably picking some of the albums from this one just because these are older records.
Because none of them are Good Charlotte.
I went with the compliment. You went with the insult.
Yeah. I'm not an old person, Ryan Castle.
You're getting pretty damn close, bro.
It's inevitable. So that's why we have Castle. And I figured you guys could go head to head to see if you could figure out what album this is. I'm going to play the iconic song from that album, and you just have to guess the name of the record. Sure. So are you ready for the first, well, one of the other ones that they listed as being a masterpiece?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Zeppelin 4.
Nailed it. I mean,
killed it, Ryan.
Am I supposed to buzz in or something?
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm just making the game a little bit. I mean, she didn't even have a chance to like open her eyes.
She can even see your computer screen, and I can't. I still won.
Yep. I mean, obviously, this song, Stairway to Heaven. What other standout tracks would you put on this one?
Oh, Rock and Roll, When the Levee Breaks. I think Going to California was on this album.
Yep.
Misty Mountain Hop.
Oh, that's a banger.
Good one.
I mean, was this, not whole of Black Dog?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So did I name all the songs?
Yeah. I mean, you definitely proved that I would consider it to be a masterpiece.
Oh,
there's all killer, no filler. You know, like Sum 41, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you, is that the album Fat Lip is on? That's the one I saw.
Masterpiece indeed.
All right, here's another one that they consider to be a masterpiece. Great from beginning to end.
Dark Side.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd, 1973.
Now, this is one I know a few people that have a tattoo of the prism.
The prism.
The prism. I know a couple people with the prism tattoo.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this record while watching Wizard of Oz.
Of course. As God intended.
Ironically, I discovered Pink Floyd around the same time I discovered drugs.
Felt like you needed more
what a beautiful coincidence.
It just kind of came hand in hand.
All right, this one, I feel like you're going to be able to figure out the band, but let's see if you can figure out the record. I think you'll definitely figure out the band. Even Danny could probably figure out the band.
Is this Abbey Road?
Nailed it.
Ah. Danny is shaking his head because he hates the Beatles.
I really do. You know, we were talking about my wife's great taste in music. She hates the Beatles.
What?
Yeah, I know.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay if never listening to the Beatles again.
What is wrong with you?
She doesn't hate the Beatles. She just doesn't. Yeah.
All right, T-Dog, what would you consider to be a masterpiece from beginning to end?
Oh, if I could just take it back to the year 1995 for a second.
Oh, God.
An album that really changed the course of my life.
Is this the Rush album with Roll the Bones
no,
on it?
No, that was 1991.
If you play a Rush song right now.
I'm not going Rush. I'm going Jagged Little Pill, Alanis Morissette.
Oh, yeah.
Are there other good songs on this record?
So many! It was a hit fest.
There's the one where she doesn't know what ironic means.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It's a one hand in the pocket.
One hand in my pocket.
All right. Yeah, that's three. Okay, that's good enough, I guess.
There was a whole bunch off of that album.
I had the hardest. I obviously could go with like Pearl Jam's, 10. Or
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Blowfish. Creed's record that has One Last Breath. Okay. But the one that popped into my head, anytime I listen to it, I'm like, this album is great from beginning to end. It's a Pacific Northwest band, not from Seattle.
Is that Everclear?
Everclear.
Yeah.
Off of their Sparkle and Fade record.
Sparkle and Fade.
Every song on this record I freaking love.
And
obviously Santa Monica's on it as well.
And this one's probably 30 years old now too.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Oh,
at least.
It was remastered in 2004, so we could act like that's when the record came out.
But that was its 25th anniversary.
All right, Danny, what about you?
Welcome to Americana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, please.
Offspring. It has to be the Offspring.
This is a great Offspring album.
With an opening like that. We're over here with Zeppelin 4.
Yeah. Classic rock compared to
this. It's called balance.
Guess what? Offspring's classic rock now, too. Old guy.
I know.
Didn't they sample the Def Leppard beginning?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Gleaming, whatever it is.
Rock and roll.
What about you?
Alice in Chains' Dirt.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good choice,
or Mad Season Above. Both of those albums are like right at the top for me. Or Metallica, Master of Puppets.
I mean, Mad Season, a true pick-me-up record.
Oh, for sure.
That
for
record.
You can tell where I get my bright disposition.
The Daily Migs Show.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Say hello to Bruce from Bothell, who is our contestant today. What's up, Bruce?
What's that?
Well, we're going to spin this wheel, and we're going to see who you're playing with. Will it be me or Migs?
The wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be Taryn Daly? Will we start off with the brain-dead Steve Migs from camping? Let's see. Who is it? Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you're dealing with the brain-dead Steve Migs.
Ready.
Let's go.
All right, Bruce. Here is your clip.
Monkey Ranch.
By?
Foo Fighters.
That's right. Congratulations, Jeff. You just got pregnant. No? All right, we are halfway there.
This is such a jam.
Oh, so good.
Especially the part where like he just doesn't take a breath and he just like the bridge. I don't know, you know what I mean?
I do.
Every time I watch that live, granted, he can't do it exactly like that, but it's always so impressive that he's even able to get close to that.
You know what would be impressive is you getting this next clip right, Steve. Are you ready?
All right.
Here it is.
No time to say. Oh, my gosh. Well, I know it's Green Day. Is that what? When I come around.
Yeah! No time to search the world around. Congratulations, Bruce from Bothell.
Outstanding.
Right on, my man. Have a great time.
The Daily Migs Show.
It was 35 years ago yesterday that, I know, Alice in Chains released their debut album, Facelift.
It came out 15 35? Years ago when I was in high school.
I know. I don't like to talk about it, but we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
The first grunge record that really broke into the mainstream before Nevermind and 10 by an entire year.
And I contend as someone, because I lived it, I experienced it, I feel like this was the gateway drug for us hair metal fans to leave hair metal and become a fan of a whole new style of music.
That is a solid point.
Because some of the songs off of Facelift, when you think about like Sunshine and what was it, Put You Down?
Yeah.
They had some massive hair metal influence in what they were doing, because Alice in Chains was kind of like a glam rock band before they became more real.
Totally.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you heard them?
Yes. I was in high school. I was watching either Headbangers Ball. It was Headbangers Ball. It had to have been. And then all of a sudden, I heard this. And I'm like, what the F is this? Because this didn't sound like anything else that they were playing on Headbangers Ball. Like this and Soundgarden's Loud Love, oddly enough, both Seattle bands, just stuck out like a sore thumb, and I was just obsessed. I thought, right off the get-go, I'm like, this is my band.
I gotta move to Seattle.
Pretty much. Went right to like Sam Goody Records.
Oh.
Bought the cassette. It came with the live VHS tape of their performance at the Moore Theater.
Awesome.
Watched that over and over and became an obsessive Alice in Chains fan. What about you?
Actually, my intro to AIC was through the band Heart, because they did a Bob Dylan cover on this. I think their 1993 album was called Desire Walks On.
Okay.
And they covered Bob Dylan's Ring Them Bells, and Layne Staley was the guest vocalist.
This is the first time I've ever heard this. That's crazy.
My parents were big Heart people, so I discovered Layne Staley and Alice in Chains by way of Heart.
I kind of love that. That's so out of the box.
Totally.
Man in the box. Sorry.
This leads us to our simple question. We're going to start with Aaron in Woodinville. Aaron, do you remember the first time you heard Alice in Chains?
Yeah, absolutely. Quite vividly. Happy Friday, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so it was February 2nd, 1991 at the off-ramp. So I had just turned 21 a few days before, and my older brother called me up and said, hey, the guys from Mother Love Bone found a new singer, and they're going to be playing at the off-ramp for this record release party for these guys, Alice in Chains, and Sweetwater's going to open up, and it's going to be awesome.
Oh, man, you saw two bands at the early parts of their careers. That's incredible.
Yeah, the sweet part was it was pretty chill, because, you know, everybody kind of knew who they were. And speaking of Ann Wilson and Nancy, they were also in the crowd. I think Cameron Crowe was probably working on singles at that point, so there was quite a few people in there. I distinctly remember them sitting. If you remember, off-ramp kind of had these roundish circular chairs in the back, kind of booths, and Annie, Nancy Wilson, and Cameron Crowe were sitting in the back there watching Mookie Blaylock, and Mike Starr was sitting next to him. And I just remember him pulling out a weed pipe and hitting that while they were sitting there. It was pretty funny. And then after Mookie got done, the guys just kind of chilled and were just talking to everybody. And you know how the off-ramp has that kind of short little stage, right? So I'm sitting up by the front of the stage. I got a Budweiser long neck sitting on the stage, 21. I'm just in heaven. And this roadie comes up to me and he says, "Hey, do you plan on going anywhere? Or are you going to be standing next to this monitor?" And I was like, yeah, I could stay right here. He goes, "Okay, cool. Lock this thing down for me. Just grab onto both sides of this and make sure that nobody yanks it off the stage." I had no clue. It's Layne Staley's vocal monitor. Never seen Alice in Chains before. So at the off-ramp show, I am literally standing, holding down Layne Staley's vocal monitor, looking up, staring at him in the face while he's singing and spitting all over me.
What an experience.
Aaron wins. Barb from Port Orchard, do you remember the first time that you heard Alice in Chains?
I do. It was at the Renton Musicians Hall, and they were actually still called Diamond Lie at the time.
Yeah. Talk about glam metal. That's when they were more glammy.
They were totally the gateway drug. You hit it right on the nose. It went from Poison and Rat and all that hair metal straight to grunge.
Went from lipstick to flannel.
The Daily Migs Show.
National Panini Day was celebrated earlier this week, Steve
Yes,
Migs.
It was. Big day.
Massive, massive national holiday, but it got us talking about panini makers.
Did you ever buy one of those stupid things?
The panini maker?
Yes.
I was about to ask you guys, does anyone own one of those? I've always wanted a
panini. You can have mine.
Oh, can I?
It's just collecting dust. It's been used like twice ever. I've had it for like a decade.
It is one of those appliances that you get and you're like, I'm going to use it all the time. I'm going to make a bunch of paninis. And then you never do.
No.
I feel like we could do like a whole segment about the thing, the home appliances we buy that we have never used.
I like that.
Because I know for us, we still haven't used the Ninja Creamy ice cream thing that we got at Costco. We haven't even taken it out of the box yet.
Oh, man. Well, it's, you know, the heat wave is here. So maybe this is a good time to give it a try.
Oh, to make a panini or to make ice cream? Which one? Danny, do you have an appliance that you have yet to use?
Oh, yeah, our waffle maker, which I don't even know why I got a waffle maker, but I have one for some reason, and I don't eat waffles. So it's just like, I don't know what it's doing there.
Did you buy it or did Linda buy it?
I don't know. I don't know how it got in our house. You know what? It might have been left by the people before.
Was it a housewarming gift?
Yeah, it might have been.
Do you know what I used my waffle maker for, Danny? Just going to inspire you here. Hash browns. Put your frozen hash browns on there. Hit it with all your seasonings. Crush that thing down. So good.
I honestly thought you were going to say you used your waffle maker to make paninis. And I'd be like, you realize you have a panini maker.
What an animal.
We ended up getting a voice message about this because It is such a popular topic.
I was listening to you guys talk about the things that you purchased that you have never used, like that panini maker. I can give you a whole laundry list of ones that my wife and I haven't used. For instance, my wife bought a yoga mat 2 years ago. I haven't seen her do a single downward dog on it.
Are you going to just dine your wife out like that?
To count our dog sleeping on it.
I don't think that counts as a downward dog if your dog's sleeping on it. But that, you know what? That's a good effort.
On it. I bought a fishing pole. Never been fishing. Not even once. Not sure why I bought it. Impulse purchase. My wife bought an air fryer. People swear by them. I swear we'll use it one day.
They need to have a budget freeze.
I feel like this
spending
guy,
freeze.
A targeted ad would probably love this guy.
He kind of loves me. I know that too.
We got a camping tent. We haven't camped yet. I purchased a guitar back in college. The only thing I could play on it is the beginning of Come As You Are. What else? My wife's got one of those weighted hula hoops.
What is that?
It's a hula hoop with weight.
Thanks.
Now you know.
Now I can picture it.
Yeah, not sure why. But don't feel bad. I think a lot of us are buying stupid and we're still not using it.
Yes, all the time.
I know you guys still give me a hard time because I still haven't used the goalie gear that I bought.
Is that the most expensive thing that you've bought and ever used?
Well, I have a car. No, yes, 1,000%. Yes, that is the I will use them at least once. I promise, and I'll probably sell them. But I will use them at least once. I refuse to get rid of these things until I use them once.
Make sure you at least get photo or video evidence of it, okay?
Yes.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is something that you purchased that you have never, ever taken out of the box? You've never used it. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, the number to text. And Steve, there is someone on hold that wants to give you maybe a little inspiration to finally take your Ninja Creamy out of the box.
Okay, good.
We're going to get those details.
Because I sure as hell need that.
We're going to get those details in just a moment. But first, Michelle, you're on 405 this morning. What is something you bought that you have never used?
So my husband and I, we went to Cabela's and we bought a Traeger, a smoker.
Yeah. Nice.
And we have the biggest smoker that they make. And it is still in the box.
Oh. What?
Why? Well, because we moved into an apartment and the Traeger is bigger than our porch.
So
we don't have any room.
Was this like an impulse purchase? Did you not think like, oh, this probably won't fit on our porch?
Well, we bought it before we moved into the apartment, and my husband really wanted a Traeger, so he bought the Traeger, and we had every intention on you know, having it and opening it, but it's still in the box. We haven't opened it, and my husband really wants the Traeger, so instead of opening the big one because we don't have room, he went and bought another Traeger.
So now you
Traeger's still in the box.
Oh my god. You guys are missing out. The Traeger's freaking awesome.
So we're gonna take the little Traeger out of the box and hopefully use that one soon.
So what are you gonna do with the big Traeger?
We're thinking about trying to find somebody to buy it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to like wait until you move into a bigger home. I'm like, this is just, you're just going to have a Traeger collection.
You could just do what I did when I first bought my Traeger, and we left it outside, but we just put a lock on it so none of our neighbors could use it. And then we also bolted it to the side of the building. Not bolted it, but like chained it up so that way people wouldn't steal it. But then I could go outside and grill.
That's genius. I didn't know that's what you did.
Okay.
Yeah, if you need Traeger inspiration, Michelle, Danny is your guy.
Yeah, I'm not the guy to hit up for like advice because obviously we don't eat a lot of meat or no meat, but like we use our Traeger all the time. Like that's when we're barbecuing stuff, we're using the Traeger.
You smoke your plant-based meats?
Yes, we smoke our tofu. We smoke our Beyond meats. It's delicious.
You guys are living in the future.
We're crazy.
206-803-ROCK. We're talking about things you bought that you never used. And Anna from Puyallup wants to give you a little bit of inspiration with the Ninja Creamy. Anna, tell us what your thoughts are.
Good morning.
What's up, Anna?
So, Steve was saying that he hasn't used his yet. Find a protein shake that you really like.
Okay.
And freeze that instead of the milk that they suggest. And then that way you have, make sure you use the soft serve setting. That way you have high protein, less fat, and no guilt.
And all the gains.
Massive gains, Anna. Let's go.
That sounds pretty cool, though.
See, the funny thing is, Anna, like she says that, I have so many, like on my Instagram, on my saved like tab, I have so many recipes for this Ninja Creamy saved. The problem is, it takes preparation. And every time I want to do it, I'm like, oh, I kind of am in the mood to make something. I'm like, oh, that's right, I got to freeze it overnight. And I just, that's the biggest issue is I keep forgetting to think 2 days in advance or 1 day ahead of time.
So of the ones that you've saved, what's the one that you're most excited about?
Kind of what she was talking about. It's like basically turning like a protein shake into like soft serve ice cream with granola and like a strawberry flavored. So it's like a strawberry crunch.
Wow. Look at you.
Oh yeah. I'll show it to you. I haven't made it yet, but I'll show it to you.
When you finally do make it, will you freeze a little bit and bring it in for Danny and I to try?
Absolutely.
All right.
The Daily Migs Show. True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.